This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well, we have Jeff Jarrett, who is with Contemporary Productions, Senior VP and partner, is going to join us here in about 15 minutes to roll out the Evolution Festival lineup. They announced that earlier today. Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com in the next hour. We are joined in the studio this hour by Steve Ellman, the St. Charles County executive. We're going to talk about something pretty cool happening in his neck of the woods. Hello, Steve. How are you? I'm not used to guests sitting across from me and sitting down, but you have chosen to sit down today, which is fine. I'm just taking notice of it.
I appreciate the opportunity to sit down and appreciate even more the opportunity to be here.
I got to see my old colleague, Kevin Killeen, who works with you.
Yes,
you kind of stole him from...
he accompanied me down here. He put together a great press conference
How long has he been working with you now?
Oh, a year and
Is
a half,
it 2 years?
Maybe?
Almost 2 years. And you haven't fired him yet. That's the most remarkable thing.
No.
He's doing, like, he's competent in this job?
Yeah, we wanted to get him out of journalism. He always asks too many tough questions.
Well, you know,
on a serious note. I decided I would do everybody a favor and have him come work for us.
But, you know, Steve, you know this, and Kevin's missed when it comes to journalism because he did ask questions.
He
was the guy that was asking tough questions,
yeah.
One of them, and we don't have enough of that. All right, hey, what's happening? You got a great police training facility is being announced, right?
We do. We got the award, and we being Franklin, Jefferson, St. Charles, and St. Louis counties. $50 million. It was in the budget last year. We had to apply for it. We were approved by the Department of Public Safety. Is to do a regional training center. This is something that I know our Chief Frizz said today. You know, we're 25 years into the 21st century, and we should have had a 21st century facility a long time ago. And, you know, there's been several different tragedies involving police and civilians. And I don't know, maybe better training would have made a difference. I hope it would. We're certainly going to do everything we can to make sure we keep getting the best people we can in the police profession and make sure every one of them gets as much training as they need.
So the location is where?
The location is unknown.
Oh, you haven't picked the location yet.
We had the conference, the press conference at the MoDOT building there on I-64 and 141.
Right.
For two reasons. Number one, the best example of regionalism in this region is what we do with transportation. MoDOT has a regional office here. We make decisions down at East-West Gateway. Everybody is involved in the process. So I wanted to have it there because that is the best example of regionalism already. The other reason is those four counties, we asked the demographer down at East-West Gateway to look at Franklin, Jefferson, St. Louis, St. Charles. Where was the demographic center of those four regions?
Right,
it's
there.
At 141 and I-64. So the answer to where it's going to be as close to that spot we were today as is possible.
Because
as
it's
is
a good central location,
yeah.
And the ability.
And along an interstate somewhere where everybody, even the people in Franklin and Jefferson County, can get to it.
Is this, just to be clear, because it is St. Charles, Franklin, Jefferson, and St. Louis counties, I'm making an assumption here,
yeah.
That this is just training for those departments,
no.
Right? Oh, okay.
No,
we'll
it
see.
Is
there
not.
You go.
It's going to be run by the professionals in those departments. And that's an important thing for your listeners to know. You know, the politician's been working on this to get the money. Okay, and we're going to have to keep working on it to get the building built. But as soon as that building gets built, we're turning it all over to a board that's made up of the police chiefs and the sheriffs in those four counties. They're going to run it, but it's being funded by the entire state. So any police department in the state obviously will
can
be able
that.
To take advantage of it.
What about
and
outside?
Even our friends in Illinois.
Okay, well, I was going to say, if that's something that you can use even outside.
Yeah, this is a, you know, I tried to explain this to Sam Page. And of course, he's a doctor.
Good luck with that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I used a metaphor. I said, Sam, imagine this is a doctor. Okay, we are building a hospital. Okay, there are different doctors that can come into the hospital and practice medicine the way they want. This is going to be a facility where we can train people. A big part of the training is going to be by the St. Louis Academy because mm-hmm. they're hopefully going to move out there. But if somebody doesn't like the way they're doing their training, they can come in and set up their own. It's like a hospital. It's a facility that anybody can use, and we think it's just going to I mean,
yeah, but in order for that analogy to work with Sam Page, don't you have to talk about moonlighting when you're an elected official and stuff like that? I would have brought that up, Steve. I can understand that you diplomatically might not have wanted to do that.
On this issue, Sam and I are friends.
We don't
agree on a whole lot of other things.
Who does make the decision, though, on where the location is? That has to be.
That'll
is that the state?
That's where regionalism gets tricky. If regionalism was easy,
yeah.
you'd see more of it. Okay. Yeah, it's going
to
be.
And you want me to just make a decision?
There's going to be some trade-offs, and some people are going to have to be disappointed. Others going to like what happens. And again, that's the challenge here. And we'll find a good spot. And I think when it's all done, people are going to be very excited about it. And the kind of facilities, you know everything with AI and everything.
Oh, I can't even
virtual
imagine.
Now. Look, you can imagine the kind of things you can do to train a police officer.
So I went through the FBI Citizens Academy about 10 years ago. Sue did something similar. And I always say, and I don't know if you've ever done this, Steve, have you ever done a simulator, like a shooting simulation
yes.
of a mass shooting or
it's
something?
Nuts.
I did it. I did it three times, okay? And I had to decide whether to shoot and
right,
not shoot.
Right, right.
In all three instances, I thought like a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and I got killed.
Yeah, see, that's
oh,
bad.
I was dead in all of mine, and I shot some poor teacher in the leg.
I
know.
Took out the bad guy very efficiently. I was running cover at a mass shooting in a warehouse, and the bad guy came from behind me, and I popped him.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Right away, you guys need a little bit more training. That's all I'm going to say. But I always bring that up because I think it would be valuable for every person. I know this is not realistic. I'm just going to say for everyone in the country who's an adult to go through something like that, to understand how quickly those decisions need to be made.
That's what I've been saying to every person that criticizes police.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Go put yourself in their shoe. And you can't. And it is amazing. You know, I used to be a basketball coach. And it's
I know
the difference
that.
Between a chalk talk. Okay?
Yeah.
A chalk talk and a scrimmage. Mm. You can show people on the board, but until they get out there on the floor and have to do it with other people there, you know, they're not going to learn.
Sense.
And the same way with police. They got to develop that muscle memory so they can do the right thing at the right time.
That's why experience is so important. Absolutely. Steve Ellman is here. He's the St. Charles County Executive. When I drove in, I mentioned that I went past City Hall. The Frozen Four is here, which is cool, so I couldn't go by Enterprise. But there was a horde of cameras and reporters out in front of City Hall because, and this is when it was sunny. It's sunny now, but the rain came in. Kara Spencer was there doing her first press conference. And we're pretty excited here just because we think change is needed, Steve, and I think you're aware of that as well. Do you have a relationship at all with the new mayor?
Yeah, I do. And add me to the list of people who are excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only probably interacted with her three or four times over the years, but they've always been pleasant, and it's surprising, even though there's things we probably don't agree on. I think we're going to agree on the important things. I think she understands the importance of law enforcement. Not just to the neighborhoods, but to the downtown. And like I've said many, many times, our reputation here is based on what happens in downtown St. Louis and in the city of St. Louis. We can have great police protection everywhere else, but if it's absent there, it's going to make all of us
absolutely.
Look bad.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So now, I'm really looking forward to it between getting Mike Keogh in the governor's office and Kara in the mayor's office, and Donna Behringer, too.
That's a big week. Absolutely.
And,
Donna worked very hard.
She's going to do a super job.
She is in a very important role. No, look, there's some hope, and you know, you and I can talk more about this and maybe have a panel, because what really concerns me moving forward, I think Kara, I would have confidence that she's going to take care of the basics, but we need a bigger economic engine in St. Louis City. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have those in St. Charles. Chesterfield has that right now, right? What's going to happen here with no growth in the city, meaning growth of the city, if that makes sense? You got population is leaving, so what's going to grow the city in a positive direction, Steve?
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Not going to be easy. Well, thank you for coming in person. We appreciate that. I know you had the news conference earlier. This is an exciting news. What is there a ETA on this at all, or is that still kind of up in the air on the police training center?
Oh, when it will be finished?
Yeah.
You know, we really couldn't start on the next phase until we actually got the money. So we're going to be looking for property. We're going to be hiring a construction manager to get this thing built, and then hopefully we'll have a groundbreaking, and I can talk to you again then.
Slight problem. The $50 million budget's now $100 million because of the tariffs. You know that, right? Kidding. A little bit. Steve, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Okay, Mark. Good to see you.
We're going to run down the new Evolution Festival lineup, which came out today, coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.